The U.S. Supreme Court returned to the bench to hear oral arguments this past week, kicking off what could be one of the more monumental terms that we've seen in recent years. It'll be the first full term with the court's 6-3 conservative supermajority. Take a look at some of the cases. On the docket, December 1st, court will hear its most significant abortion case in years, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. This is a case that a lot of people think could determine whether the Supreme Court will go against the 73 ruling, Roe v. Wade, which established a constitutional right to abortion. Case centers on a Mississippi heartbeat law, bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy before viability, except in instances of medical emergencies or fetal abnormalities. Another prominent case this term, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association Incorporated versus Bruin. This challenges a New York State law that requires anyone who wants a concealed carry permit to first prove to the licensing authority that they have a good reason for carrying the weapon, which can include self-defense. That case will be argued on November 3rd. On December 8th, the court will hear Carson versus Machen. That's a case that could have a huge impact on whether religious institutions can benefit from state funding. This deals with a state-backed tuition program in Maine, which grants tuition assistance to families in areas without public high schools so they can instead send their kids to private school. Two families, the Carsons and the Nelsons, sued the state back in 2018 after they were denied tuition assistance because they planned to use it to pay for Christian private schools, which would use the funding for, in part, religious instruction. So a ruling on this could also, by the way, allow instances like churches to receive building restoration state grants, which, believe it or not, some states don't allow, and those that do still have people sue to prevent it when a church makes an application for building restoration funds. Quite a few high-profile cases involving the death penalty will come before the court this term. In fact, this coming week, the court will hear the case of Sokar Sarnoff, who was sentenced to death in 2015 for his part in the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013. 2020, it was the First Circuit that converted his death sentence to life without parole. He cited constitutional violations during his trial. The Supreme Court will now determine whether the death sentence should be reimposed. November 1st, the court will hear the case of Shin versus Ramirez, a procedurally complicated case. It's been tagged as it could have important implications of how federal courts approach the right to counsel. And also, that same day, November 1st, court will hear the case of Ramirez versus Collier. That was taken up by the Supreme Court back on September 8th. You might have heard this story after it agreed to stay the execution of John Ramirez, scheduled for later that night. Ramirez asked his Baptist pastor to be allowed to lay hands on him and pray out loud while he was being executed by the state of Texas. Of course, Texas rejected the request, and that's why Ramirez filed the suit in federal court back in August on religious freedom grounds. District Court, the appeals court, refused to halt the execution. Supreme Court agreed to do so until it could evaluate his claims. And we checked, Ramirez is not getting the chair, so you don't have to worry about the Baptist pastor laying his hands on Ramirez during the process. And of course, along the way, no doubt the court will be called on to address more legal claims about the 2020 election by pro-Trump forces, which they quickly will. No. No. No way. Not even close. Are you kidding? Go away, now you're getting annoying.